Shot there from Hillier is good. 69-62, UBC still in the lead. Second shot good as well, 69-63. And now we're in a two-possession game. And, of course, with a player like Hillier, certainly very dangerous to be in this position. Third shot is good, 69-64. And UBC within two possessions, or Alberta within two possessions. And could be quite the interesting matchup here in the final seconds, 18 seconds to go. Just a reminder, coming up, UBC men's basketball against Alberta. Daryl Wiener, Doug Richards with a call for you tonight here at War Memorial Gymnasium. We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast. If you have any questions, comments, feel free to email us at either sports@citr.ca or wilson.wong@ubc.ca. And sadly, no one has responded to my call for embarrassing stories of their kids playing in this game. That's very sad. And Daryl Wiener now joining me at the broadcast location.
Wilson, how are you?
Good. You are looking well as well.
You're looking fantastic. Yeah, we're late in the women's game. UBC in front, 69-64. Wilson, UBC looking to go 5-2 on the season in a year. We weren't sure how good this women's team was going to be.
It's kind of hard to predict because it seems like every team in the Canada West just about is very good. The UBC will inbound into Young, and she'll draw the foul against Arbuthnot.
Yeah, Wilson, of course, if people don't know who I am, I will be calling.
I've been mentioning your name.
Oh, you have, eh?
Yes.
So you've been building me up, have you?
Well, I said that you will be here, so
okay. You
are here.
So here I am. I will be calling the men's game.
Yes.
After this one, UBC coming into that one, of course, with a record of 4-2, two big losses to Calgary and Lethbridge. Shockingly.
Yes.
Just before the Christmas break, taking on a team who's very good tonight, the 6-2 Alberta Golden Bears. Great weekend of men's basketball this weekend, Wilson. Four of the top teams in the country will be meeting Saskatchewan and Victoria tonight, UBC playing Alberta tonight, and they're going to switch up tomorrow. Alberta going to Vic. UBC will be playing Sask tomorrow night. Huge weekend, Canada West men's basketball. We'll be calling it after this one.
Well, there's a backdoor layup from Hillier, and she will score another 2 points to make it 71-66. UBC in the lead, and on the inbound, Hughes will get the ball. 7 seconds to go, and she'll be fouled by Carline.
Yeah, Wilson, big weekend, of course, for the women's basketball team. Also, after this one, 10 games to go in the season, 7 of those going to be on the road.
Right.
So
1st shot is good there from Kristen Hughes. Makes it a 6-point game.
You got it.
Yeah, eventually.
You caught it.
Eventually, it would have been second shot. This one is the second. This to make it a 3-possession game, and Kristen Hughes does make it a 3-possession game, 73-66.
There could have been something occurring where that second shot never happened. It wasn't impossible.
A long shot off the way, nailed by Clark. She was about four steps behind the three-point line. Makes it a 73-69 game, but with 0.8 seconds to go, UBC will gut out this win. A 4-point victory by the Thunderbirds over the number 6-ranked Pandas, and UBC will improve to 5-2. On the strength of a incredible 19-point performance from Chris Young in the second half. And Zara Huntley also coming up big here with 14 points as UBC wins 73-69 and will move to 5-2 on the year. And the Alberta Pandas will fall as they will head now over to Victoria for their game tomorrow. And we will get set here for a post-game interview with Chris Young.
And
wanted to say, for those of you who don't know, know Christiane. She's very, actually very shy. So this is kind of like torture for her.
Oh, give the young lady a chance, Wilson. Give the young lady a chance. It's your job to make it an enjoyable interview for her.
Well, exactly. So we'll see.
Wilson, UBC men, women's basketball team 5-2. What have we learned about them, you think, approaching the halfway point of the season?
I won't be able to talk to you about that because we're actually going to be joined by Zara Huntley.
Hello.
Hello, Zara.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm good.
Started off the game, your team started off the game with a nice 10-0 run there, but how much of a difference did it make when Chris and Lee got into foul trouble?
I think, like, yeah, it was tough when they were on the bench. Our talk at halftime was, like, we were playing with a lot of heart today, definitely in the first half, but the first half wasn't very smart. Like, it was, like, the effort was there. We were trying to do the right thing, but, we weren't playing smart. We had 9 turnovers, I think, in the second quarter, which is not good at all. So that definitely didn't help with experience from Lee and from Chris being on the bench.
And for Chris, coming out of this halftime, she scored 19 points in the second half.
Yeah.
What sort of changed in terms of that third quarter where you guys outscored Albert, I believe, was 25-13?
Yeah, it just goes to show, like, we need to play a team game if we want to win any games this year. We need to play with all players on the bench. We can't rely on just, like, 3 of our starters or 3 of our starters and 2 bench. We need everyone to be there. And I mean, she didn't get foul trouble in the second half, so that made a big difference for us.
Had a pretty tough game, got hit in the eye.
Yeah.
And made a lot of really tough plays inside. What was it like for you down low?
I mean, I wasn't finishing well because I wasn't going up strong. I know most teams, though, their scout towards me is to tire me out and be physical because I'm a little bit undersized, and that's basically what every team in Canada West will probably do to me. So I think I turned it around the second half and tried to play through it and use my mobility better than I did in the first half. And I still didn't finish as well as I'd like to, but I turned around as best I could.
What does it mean for a team that is down by 9 at half to be able to turn around and win this game at home? Especially when you're coming off a loss your last game at Calgary.
Well, we had a lot of time, obviously, to reflect on that last game against Calgary, and this team is just different this year. We have the experience now, and we've talked about it. Same with the Trinity game when we were down 13 in the fourth quarter. Like, this team this year is the type of team that can turn things around. We have the experience. We have the push to do that. I don't think we would have done that in the past couple of years. So I think we just rely on our confidence, and we have to keep focusing on that.
Is it, last question, you play Saskatchewan tomorrow, another very tough team.
Yeah.
Is it almost better to play 2 tough teams in a row?
I mean, it's better in a sense where our team's definitely more psyched up to play. We're more pumped to play these teams, and the motivation's there. So in a way, I guess it is good to do that. And then, but at the same time, scouting both teams in 1 week is also really difficult. So there's kind of pros and cons to both.
All right, so thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah.
Courtside, and congratulations on the win. Your performance, 14 points, I believe, at the end of the game.
Yeah.
So
thanks very much. Thanks.
Thanks to Azara Huntley, who will head back to the locker room. And Daryl Wiener will put on these headphones for his broadcast coming up in a few minutes, the UBC men and Alberta's men.
Yeah, thank you very much, Wilson. The UBC Thunderbird men's basketball team, huge weekend this weekend, taking on the Saskatchewan Huskies and the Alberta Golden Bears. Wilson, going to send it back to you. Our pregame show, everybody, will start in about 40 seconds time.
Well, just for those of you who are curious about Saskatchewan, they, of course, were playing in Victoria earlier today, and the Vikes lost 62-52, so Saskatchewan coming in on a good streak here. They defeated Victoria by 10, and they outscored the Vikes by 11 points in that final quarter. So Saskatchewan will come in on a pretty good high here after beating Victoria and winning on the road. Alberta at 6-3 will
head over.